This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. And it is always good to have the owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage in studio with us, and that is Mr. Kurt Rogers.
Trust me, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
I was out for a couple of weeks. That little COVID thing there kind of took over my whole office, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to go to the show.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure glad everybody's doing better. So.
Everybody's doing just fine. It took the entire staff except for one guy.
Wow.
It came over us quickly.
And you've got all age ranges.
I have as low as 30, as high as 76.
Yeah.
And the one of the funny things about it, the two oldest guys that came down with it, they got through it relatively easy. Very little happened. One's got half a lung. We were just amazed.
Wow. Yeah.
He did well. Some of the younger people, they got pounded pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They were down for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I got lucky. I had absolutely no symptoms. I'm working in the office by myself, but I got no symptoms.
Well, now, I think I'm right in this. I saw something yesterday where if you're asymptomatic, they're saying only a five-day
quarantine. It's a five-day run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of got to wonder how they came up with this thing, like 10-day. Who came up with the 10-day thing, you know?
And what do you get to do? Carry around a little card while I'm asymptomatic?
Right.
Exactly. You got tested 3 days ago and you got it, so you got to stay away 10. No, it's five. Well, mm-hmm. Now we just, another reason for more arguments.
Sure. I know.
What are we doing?
I know.
I think that's one of the things that drives most people crazy. There's absolutely no sense of consistency of truth.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't find it.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. Man, these last 2 years have just, if you think about it, they've gone very quickly in some ways the last 2 years.
Very slow and painful.
Very slow.
And
painful, for sure.
But we got through Christmas. Did you have a nice Christmas?
I did. How about you?
We missed the snow.
Yes.
But it's coming Saturday.
I know. Maybe. Mountains have been getting pounded.
The mountains. Yeah. It's really good that they're getting it. But, yeah, another one of those nice, sunny, warm Christmas days.
Absolutely.
So we kind of missed that. We'd like to see some snow down here on the floor, especially for the farmers.
We need it.
But yeah, I'm glad you had a good Christmas.
Well, you as well. And we will be here for 2022 with Kurt as Your Money Matters will carry on. So certainly wish everyone a very, very happy new year. All right, Kurt, we're going to talk mortgages this hour and a lot of things about that. So let's kind of give some tips here. Of course, everybody wants the best rate out
Correct.
There. And so, but sometimes it's hard to understand with just the way different ads are worded and what's going on. So any clarification, first of all, just in advertising of what we need to be listening for?
Well, that's the first thing people ask, what's the rate? Because, and rightfully so, it's one of the main driving factors of a mortgage loan. But we've done a very poor job of explaining to the consumer what goes into getting the best rate.
Mm-hmm.
If the lender's going to offer you their rate, who are they going to offer that rate to? And why? And some of the factors that go into rate, the first one right off the top is the credit score. Now, that doesn't mean if you got a 700 or a 680 that you don't get a great rate. But let's talk about how you move the score, and we'll get into that. The other one is the type of property, the residence you're buying, whether it's primary or investment. Different things like that. That's going to determine the rate. And as most people know, your best rate's going to be with 80% loan-to-value or less.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd be surprised on some things that's not necessarily true. But how do you control that? And that's what I'm saying. Our industry doesn't educate the consumer on how to, before you go find out to where you know you're going to get the best rate, what you have that you take with you that will get you that good rate. Other thing is ownership of the property or the type of loan you're going to get, whether it's government or VA or it's FHA or conventional, and what's the purpose of the loan. Those things all determine how you get the best rate. So when you see a rate of like 1.99, That doesn't mean everybody who applies gets it.
Okay.
That's all described in that little fine print. It's about 4 inches thick.
Yeah, right.
But you need to know some of the factors to where you have a reassurance when you're going to go call to get a mortgage. I'm going to get a good rate because I have these things in place, and these are the things that have low risk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. You started with credit scores. Let's circle that wagon here. Three different bureaus out there.
Correct.
And none of them usually agree with their number. What causes such a variance of difference? Because, I mean, personally, I've seen as much as 60, 70 points between bureaus.
It's not uncommon for one credit reporting agency to come in at a 742 and the next one comes in at a 692. You can see that a lot. And there's Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And depending on who the lender is, whether it's an installment loan, like a car loan, or a boat loan, or whether it's a mortgage loan, or whether it's a credit card loan, they report to the agencies differently. What I mean by that, they may report to TransUnion Experian and not report to Equifax.
Okay.
Where your credit card reports to Equifax and not to the other two. They are not required by law to report to all three. Now, most credit companies will report to all three, but there are some that if you go to certain credit unions, they only want to see what the TransUnion score is. They don't want to see the rest. They could care less. So who's reporting to that agency, mm-hmm. TransUnion or Equifax or Experian, and then they run the numbers, the algorithms, to make all those, the credit score comes out. That's one of the first things in why the score is different. The second thing is it depends on how you're making your payments. That's part of it. The other part of it is, what's the risk? When you're looking at a credit score to the lender, they're looking at the score for risk. So how many credit cards do you have? How many installment loans do you have? How many mortgage loans do you have? How many have you had? How have you paid them in the past? Now, some people think a bankruptcy stays with you 10 years. It does not affect your credit score for 10 years. It stays on your report for 10, but it doesn't affect your score for 10.
Okay.
It'll normally last 3 or 4 years, and then the effect or the damage of that bankruptcy or whatever you had will go away, even though it still reports there.
Okay. Now, when somebody applies for a mortgage, do they look at all three bureaus?
Yes.
Okay.
Mortgage companies, lenders require, they want to see what's called the mid-score. They want to take the highest and the lowest, throw it away. Well, you need three to do that. If you have two, you take the highest and throw it away, and they'll only take the low score. So, and there's something that's a little different. People will call up and say, well, you know, I bought a car and I got a credit score of an 810. And you may have, if the lender for the car company ran your bureau, it's going to be a different score than if a mortgage company mm-hmm. runs the bureau or if a credit card runs the bureau. And the reason for that is each one of those lenders has different algorithms that they classify as more important, and they change the scoring inside the system. Now, you don't know that.
Okay.
But the scores will come out differently. When you're applying for a car, the difference between a 700 and a 740 in your credit score isn't going to pretty much affect your interest rate. But in a mortgage, it's going to affect it large. Your score is one of the biggest factors that will determine the best rate you can get. Nothing else is your credit score. And it's really simple to kind of fix and pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your score that everybody needs to know, that the lenders put you in a parameter. And they do that because what they call risk. They have come over the years, determined that if these group of people, let's say you're a 740, these group of people have less cost to us and less foreclosures and less late payments and less fees, so we can charge them, give them a better rate because they're better better customer.
Right. So when you sit down with people, again, Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, when you sit down with people and, you know, maybe looking at some credit deals, what can you usually help them with guidance on a credit report if there's some things they need to work on?
Some people, when they'll come in and they'll say, I got a 760 credit score and I run the credit and it comes in at, let's say, a 698. Yes, they say, well, I pay all my bills on time. That is only 37% of your score. Paying your bills on time is 30. It's the biggest piece of your score, but it's only 37%. It's how you manage the credit that you have. And it doesn't mean you need a lot of it. You can have 3 pieces of credit. You can have 30 pieces of credit. Still have the same score. How do you manage that? And what I mean by that is installment loans, paying your bills on time, you can't do a whole lot with. You either do or you don't. Yep. Student loans, same thing. Mortgages are the same. But when you get to credit cards are 33% of your score. Almost as much as paying your bills on time. Wow. And understand the reason behind that, because it's easy not to make that payment and not get hurt financially. They're not going to come after your car. They're not going to come after your home. You can miss a credit card payment for 6 months, and you're going to be fine. You do that with a car, they're going to get the car. They're going to get the house. So what they see by credit card scores is how you manage that account. So let's say you have 5 credit cards, and they all have a balance of $400, and they all have a limit of $500. You're going to have a real low score because all the cards that you have that can go up and down, you've maxed. You've put well above the 50% mark.
Mm-hmm.
To them, that's a risk. They're driving your score down. It's going to affect your score drastically. Or you could have 2 credit cards, and they could be $10,000, and you owe $2,000. You can have an outstanding credit score. Simply because of how you manage them. What's the difference between the two? Paying them on time is one. Well, what's the available cash? If you have 1 credit card and 1 car loan and maybe a mortgage, your score is not going to be that high.
Right.
It's almost better to have 3 or 4 credit cards, even if you don't use them, but to have them and show that you have used them. It lets the lenders know you know how to manage money. You pay it. You borrow it, you pay it off. You borrow it, you pay it off. You borrow it, you make payments. That shows them you know how to make the payments, and that's how you get your score up.
Okay. Now, we're probably pretty kind of late with this morning with Christmas already behind us, but you've always warned people, be careful about getting that 10% off of this purchase and opening a card.
You bring up a very good point. When you're applying for credit, and every time you walk into a store, they'll say, we'll give you 10% off, we'll give you 20% off, you get a card. Well, yes, that seems attractive, but part of your credit score comes from the average age of your credit cards. If you have 10 of them and 3 of them you've had for 10 years and everything else is in the last year, your score is not going to be very strong versus somebody that's had 4 and they've had them for over 5 years. Every time you apply for credit and you accept that card, it cuts the average life of all your credit cards down to how long you've had them, which increases the risk of your score going down because you're a higher liability according to the system than not. So I recommend to people getting that 10%, it could turn around over here on a mortgage loan and cost you $5,000 because it took you from a 725 to a 715.
Right.
And that cost difference in rate is going to equal $5,000 within the first couple of years. Simply because you got that card.
Sure.
It did this to your score.
So all
and
of a sudden
this is what you get.
$30 you saved on that 10% off wasn't worth it.
Yeah. And I, you know, when I go into stores, they say, well, you want one? I said, no, really? Well, it's 10% off. I said, yeah, but it's going to cost me thousands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in. I have the right credit cards. I know what I got. I know what to use in it. And I make sure they're paid. I don't always pay them off. I make payments on them. That's the other thing. Having a card and paying it off every month doesn't always do you the best. Sometimes making $10 payments. Pay the bank a little bit of interest. It'll build your score. Once you get your score to a 760 or in a 780, it's real simple to keep it there.
Okay.
But you have to manage it to get it to that point. And I'm not a credit repair company, but over 20 plus years of doing this.
You looked at a lot.
I've looked at a lot, and I know how that system works.
Right. Now, real quick before I break, you mentioned the bankruptcy. You have said before on previous shows through the years that if someone's in Chapter 13, you can work with them.
I can still get them a loan. Chapter 13 is they're setting up on a payment plan. As long as you're in the 13 and you're making payments, I can get you a mortgage loan. Chapter 7, no. That's a minimum 2-year wait.
Okay.
Unless there were severe hardships. But Chapter 13, within the year that you started the 13, I can get you into a mortgage. I've done it several times.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and, hey, if you've been told you can't get it, call Kurt.
Well, that's the whole purpose of the 13 is if you stub your toe because something unexpected happened, mm-hmm. you got laid off, and you got this little problem and you had to file it, it allows you to say, I still want to pay my creditors. The sure. creditors like that. And they'll say, okay, we'll try it. Show us that you can do it for a couple of months. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll mm-hmm. play.
Cool. All right. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We'll be right back.
Rates are low, but are you still paying too much interest? Why continue to pay most of your interest up front like a conventional loan when you can use the asset manager to save thousands in unnecessary interest costs? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. The asset manager is a simple interest loan, which means when your payoff decreases, your payment decreases, and so does your interest. Our clients are paying off their home in half the time. They're not changing their spending habits, and they have access to their equity for 30 years, even after it's paid off. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Think about it. This simple interest loan allows you to own your home faster, access your equity for 30 years, which means never having to refinance over and over and over again to pay off debts or for home improvements. No more requalifying, no more additional cost. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. And see for yourself. You're in control, not the bank. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
Now's the time to save at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Here are just a few of the discounts you will find. All fishing gear and sleeping bags, 30% off. All Sitka gear and packs, 25% off. Gun accessories, decoys, archery, selected optics, all 20% off. And if you've got some camping, hunting, fishing gear you want to turn into cash, take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic. Shop now, save now at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan. Family owned and operated. Great gear, great service, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Divorce, custody issues, child support. These are words you probably hoped you would never have to say, and now you need help navigating these tough times for you and your family. For over 30 years, the law offices of Joline A. Harrow, PC, has been changing the face of divorce and other family law issues in Colorado. They empower their clients to move beyond the divorce process, to envision the full potential of their lives after divorce, and to live up to that potential. At Harrow Law, you'll find attorneys you can trust to defend your family's interests. They are dedicated to helping you with your family law and estate planning needs. At Harrow Law, their goal is to take your case out of the courtroom. The financial and emotional toll may not be worth it. That is why they are proud to provide cost-effective legal services that will find a beneficial resolution that works for your family. Call Harrow Law today, 720-541-5873. That's 720-541-5873, or visit harrowlaw.com. Attorneys you can trust to defend your family's interest. Harrow Law.
Keep moving ahead with savings on Goodyear tires during D&D Tires Limited Time Savings Event. Don't miss your chance to save $50 when you buy four qualifying tires for your vehicle. Plus, get up to an additional $200 back by online or mail-in rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card on your complete purchase. Hurry, these limited time savings from Goodyear won't last. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. See store associate for details. Offer valid from November 24th to December 1st. Stop by D&D Tire today. Three locations to serve you, two in Aurora, one in Parker. Check them out, ddtireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. We are talking about when you're shopping for rate, what helps. And Kurt has gone through credit score, type of residence, loan-to-value, ownership, type of loan, and the purpose for the loan. So we're going to run through some of these things here. We've been talking about credit score, and Kurt has done a fantastic job helping us out there. So, Kurt, what do you mean when you say the type of residence affects my rate?
The type of residence you live in has a risk value to it. Single-family home is a pretty stable. What that means, when I get into risk, the lenders have more people that will cost them more money buying these properties versus these properties. And the quickest one to understand is an investment property versus a primary. So if I'm buying a duplex or a fourplex, I'm going to have more risk with that owner
gotcha.
Being able to make the payments and the people paying him as a tenant. So there's more risk to that. When there's more risk, there's going to be more cost in the rate. They're called LLPAs. And this is standard across the industry. It stands for loan level pricing adjustment. And they'll put them in for all kinds of different things. Credit score is one, loan to value is another, the type property you're buying. And what they've determined by that, it might say it's 0.25% or 0.5%. For example, if you're going to buy a condo, they have a 0.375 hit to the cost of the loan, meaning which if it's a $200,000 property, the bank's going to make $750 up front somewhere, whether it's in the rate or in a fee, because the risk is higher on that loan. Those are called LLPAs. And they come across as single-family residents. They come across as condos or townhomes, modulars manufactured, duplexes to fourplexes. There's more risk in those. A duplex fourplex is going to have more of a risk because, A, there's more possibility for lates, and there's more cost being charged to the lender. So if you see a rate of 1.99, you're not going to be able to go get that on a fourplex.
Okay.
And don't think it's just going to go up a little,
because
the risk is quite a bit higher. And I don't determine the rates. I'd love to give you the rates. If I could give everybody 1.99, it'd be great, because I get paid a flat when I do a loan. But these things come into play, which is why understanding them when you go out to look, you'll have a better idea of what to expect. To where when you see these goofy ads, and we're going to cover those, when you see them, you're going to understand what they're really saying, because they're not always telling you the truth.
Right. So when you talk about that loan-to-value affecting the rate, kind of run through that a little bit.
Loan to value, if you put very little money down, they have learned over time, the less money you put down, the more chance you have of not making your payments. I mean, it's kind of just a simple common sense kind of thing. If I put 5% down on a $400,000 house, so I put $20,000 down, I don't have a lot of involvement into this. So if I miss a payment or two, what do I care? I just go back to renting.
Right.
So the rate's going to be higher. You've got to pay for that. Okay. Now, there are programs out there designed for down payment assistance. Again, those rates are higher. When you hear somebody says, well, you can buy a home with $1,000 down payment assistance program, you are correct. You can do that. Do not expect to get a rate even close to what the average customer is going to get, because the cost of that loan is so much higher with the LLPAs, you could be paying as high as 4 to 4.5%. Because of the down payment assistance. Now, you don't have to pay the money back. You do if you resell the place, but there's no payments on it while you have it. It just sits there. But there's a risk to the bank. And when there's a risk to the bank, I promise you, have you ever seen an ugly bank? No.
No.
They're not doing that because they want to be really generous.
Exactly.
They're putting that money on there to protect themselves. And actually to protect everybody else they've done loans with. So loan to value is one. When you get to 80%, and the reason they say 80% is because there's normally enough equity in the home that if they have to foreclose, the bank's not going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that number gets magic. Now, all of a sudden, it starts to get real magical when you get below 60 and you get closer to 50. And in today's market, with home values going up, people are surprised that they got 50% equity.
Sure.
You know, $400,000 house, a house worth $8,000, they don't think so. They think it's worth $650,000, $700,000. They're coming in at $8,000. So there's a lot of equity in there. So that kind of customer, you're going to get a great rate on.
Sure. Mortgage insurance plays into that as well, right?
Yes. Sometimes mortgage insurance is good. Sometimes mortgage insurance is bad. Please do not be misled by the fact that if the rate and the mortgage insurance – you can see there's people that are advertising today at 1.99. The APR on that is 2.932. That's because it's got mortgage insurance. That's an FHA loan. They're charging you a whole bunch of points up front, and they're charging you mortgage insurance. Those two numbers affect your APR. So when you see 1.99 and you're getting a payment on 199, you are getting the payment on 199. But what you're not realizing is that mortgage insurance is actually driving that rate up to 4%. Because if you charge 4% on the same loan amount, you'd have the same payment with the MI. So the bank's getting their money. It's not a bad deal. There are times when getting a home with mortgage insurance is, if you're a first-time home buyer and you can come up with 3.5% down, and you can buy a, let's say, a $250,000 condo, and you're paying less rent for it, and you get to start to get into home ownership and building equity, paying the mortgage insurance, you only have to pay for 6 months to a year. After that, you can kind of refinance and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
but it's enough to get you started with the lower down payment as the value goes up. So it gives you the opportunity, if homes are appreciating at 10%, you're making $25,000. Well, you can get pretty healthy within a year on that property. So, yeah, it can be used as a tool to get you down the road and get you started.
Right.
Instead of just thinking, I don't want to pay mortgage insurance. People will say you're stupid if you pay mortgage insurance. Well, not if I own the house.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm building equity. I'm doing myself a pretty good job here. But that might be the only loan you get with it.
Yeah.
And you need to understand how it works. Again, sometimes it's beneficial. Sometimes it's not.
But that's where to sit down with somebody like yourself to be able to just walk through all these different scenarios and figure out what's good for the client, right?
What fits what you want to do, what you're comfortable with doing. We've talked about this in the past. When a customer comes in, one of the questions is, okay, what do you want to do? How long are you going to keep the house? What's it doing for you? Now, a lot of times I already know that answer because they own a house and they tell me that at the beginning of the conversation. But somebody will say, well, I want to go out and buy a house. Well, do you want a condo? You want a single family? Well, I want a single family. Okay. You know that's going to cost more. Down payment's more. Well, no, I don't want to do that. I want $1,000. Okay, well, that's going to limit you. You start to educate the customer as to the perception of what they think they can buy mm-hmm. versus what loans fit for what they can buy are two different things. It's not that I don't want to give you a loan. I want to give you the right loan for you.
Sure.
Not just a loan.
Yeah. That's what you get with Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number. If you're just joining us or getting in the car or turn on the radio, Kurt Rogers is our guest, and we are talking about when shopping for the best rate, what helps. And Kurt has already reviewed the credit score, of course, type of residence, loan to value. Now we're going to talk about ownership a little bit. So, Kurt, so what do you mean when you say ownership affects my rate?
Well, I want to bring up one thing on that loan to value.
Okay.
On the 80%. Everybody seems to think that the 80% is the key number because I don't have mortgage insurance. You're actually going to pay a higher rate at 80% loan to value than you are at 75. And remember, I talked about the loan level pricing adjustments. The lenders give you less cost at 75% versus 80.
Okay.
So it's a way to get a better rate. So if you can go to 75%, go to 75%. You're going to get a better rate with less cost.
All right.
It's just a little inside
track. All right. So when we talk about ownership, how does that affect my rate?
Lenders look at it, and we talked about this earlier, about having an investment property or a primary property. There's three different types. You can have it as your primary residence. You can have it as a secondary home, and you can have it as a investment property. Well, if it's an investment property, you're going to have to put more money down. But there's more risk in that, and we talked about that. So the lenders are going to charge a higher rate. Normally, the rate is about 0.5% more for a primary residence versus an investment, till you get the point of duplex, triplex, fourplex condos, because they have their own LLPAs.
Okay. You've
got to remember, all these things kind of build on themselves. So your primary resident is normally your best. Your secondary resident, and there's a lot of people that have taken advantage of this now, they will buy a second home. There's a requirement for a second home. It needs to be 40 to 50 miles away from where you currently live, and it needs to be in a semi-vacation area, meaning which you can't have a property on 120th and turn around and buy a property down in Denver Tech Center and think that's a second home.
Right.
They're not going to count those two.
Sure.
But they will count something up in the mountains and the foothills.
Okay.
They'll count those as second homes. So if you have a second home, you're going to get the same kind of rate as you're going to get on a primary because it's a second home. They anticipate you're going to spend some time in there. Now, what many people are doing now, which has really taken off over the last 4 or 5 years, is so people buy a second home as an Airbnb, as a rental property. It's a great tool. I'm nothing negative to say about it. But don't have the misconception that, unlike a rental property, when you buy a rental property, you get to count that rental income as income. You do not get to count Airbnb income as income because it's not consistent for a year. You have gaps.
Gotcha.
The lenders will not count second homes being rented out as Airbnbs as income. The minute you put it on your tax return, they'll count it as a rental, even if they don't count the income. So there's a fine line in how you structure that going in. And you can have more than one second home. You can have more than one investment property, but you can only have one primary.
Okay. All right. And then when you've got the – so you got primary, secondary, and then you've got investment?
Yep. And you can have – now, when you're having investment property, the lender will allow you to have up to – the majority of lenders – up to 10. Once you get across 10, they may not even want to finance you because of the risk level. Now, in that 10, do you have them all financed? Not all financed. One lender I know will only go to 6. One lender says, I will finance 6, but you can have as many as you want. The other lender will say, I will let you finance up to 10 and have more. Now, I have people that own 19. That doesn't mean all lenders are that way. But the ones that are going to give you the best rate
right.
are going to have these parameters. Remember, we started the show with, how do you get the best rate?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you can have 19 rental properties and come buy another one, and you're going to get that. The risk to them is too high, so they don't go down that road.
Right.
But there are lenders that will do that.
Wow.
So understanding which ones work and how they work, but knowing those numbers going in. I have one guy who has 51. He has probably 30 of them financed. But so he splits it out with different lenders who will do different things.
Yeah. Wow.
He's not looking at the 1.99 rate.
Yeah, exactly.
He already knows he's not getting that. But he's looking at the rental property as a cash flow, how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's why rental properties right now, it's still a great time. Lots of people are buying investment properties because the rates are still so low. It cash flows so well with the home appreciation. It's a smart investment. That's why it's there. People keep saying, well, the rates are going up. It's still cash flowing.
Right.
There's still $400 to $600 a month coming in every month. And it's somebody else's money that's paying off your loan. So there's a lot of great reasons to have investment properties.
Sure.
But understand what the numbers are when you go in.
Right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. When we come back, we're going to find out how many different types of loans are really out there. You're listening to Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers in studio with us once again. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Now serving Arizona.
Yes, we are serving Arizona. We have gotten some phone calls from down there. I actually had one customer say, well, the appraiser came out, said he wouldn't appraise my house, and he left. I pulled up comps, and I'm like, what's wrong with your house? Why? I didn't understand that one at all. So we're putting a loan together for that. So yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, if you've got anything going on in Arizona.
Second homes.
Yeah. Hey, talking about second homes, that's what made me think of that. Give Kurt a call again. He can help you out. 720-895-0500. All right, Kurt. How many really different kinds of loans are there for people out there?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. There's a lot of different types of loans, and I'll start with that. There's government loans. There's FHA loans. There's VA loans. And then there's USDA loans. USDA and VA loans, well, their parameters allow you to buy a home with no money down. If you're a veteran, they'll do 100% financing. If you're buying a USDA property, and it's amazing how many of those are around, you can buy those homes with no money down. They're very they're restricted. They've got great guidelines to them, and you get into the property and make it work. The USDA is normally more on the outskirts, not so much anymore because Denver's growing so fast, but they're on the outskirts. Inside of each loan product that's out there, FHA, VA, there are the 5-year, there's the 10 years, the 15 years, the 20 to 25. You can get ARMs. There's all different types of loan to values you can go with. So there's a lot of different loans inside of each one of them. But these are the standard companies that will go out and do that. Then you have conventional loans. And a conventional loan is otherwise known as a conforming loan. And that is what's governed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are the ones with the loan level pricing adjustments. If it's a government loan, it's going to be controlled by what they call Ginnie Mae. These are the guidelines they have to meet for Ginnie Mae, which is all government loans. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the other ones. Now, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they do the standard 30 and all the different loans. They'll do investment properties. They'll do all of those. But they also have special products for first-time home buyers, and they're called Home Possible Home Ready. And what those products are is, depending on income, if you make too much money, again, this goes back to what I said earlier, if you put little money down, there's a higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the government wants to help people get started, so they come up with programs like Home Ready, Home Possible. So if you're making too much money, they think at this point you should be able to have more money down so you don't fit in there to make this work. So with a Home Ready or Home Possible, you can put 3% down and have no mortgage insurance.
Okay.
Which really starts to become attractive. Instead of paying that 4% like you did with the mm-hmm. mortgage insurance, you're going to be paying a great rate and be able to get that. And that's all done through conventional loans. And they're either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Then there are loans that are called portfolio loans. The asset manager, for example, is a portfolio loan. That means there's a lender that they're only using their own money. They're not getting government support for their loans. So they're using their own money. They design the rules on that loan.
Okay.
Nobody else comes in place. They may like a loan level pricing adjustment. They may not. Those are specific. They don't traditionally have the lowest rates. They have very competitive rates, but they fit niches that become very popular. And the asset manager, as we know, is one of it's a great
sure.
loan. Then there are loans. Another portfolio loan is what they call as a DSCR, which means it's a loan to where if you want to go out and buy an investment property. As long as what you're collecting as rent is more than what the mortgage payment's going to be on the property, you're approved. They don't care if you work.
This is a portfolio loan.
Wow. Now think about that. I can go out and buy a rental property. I can have somebody say, I will pay you $2,200 a month to live in there. I can get a mortgage on it for $2,000 a month. I'm approved on the loan. So now if suddenly start building, it's working very well for the right person to understand how the process. Again, you're not going to get the best rate, but that's a portfolio loan. There's loans to where if you're self-employed and you write everything off, you can do bank statement loans. You can say, well, here's how much money I put in my business bank account or my personal account. We count that as income. You can get approved for a loan. So there's things like that.
Wow.
Now, if you go back to conventional, they have loans called high balance. And a high balance is that loan that's just above a conforming loan. The new conforming loan limit has been raised this year in Colorado to $647,200. That means that's the loan amount. That does not mean that's the purchase price. So if you want to buy a $900,000 house, you can get a $647,000 first and only maybe put 10% down and get a 10% second. There's ways to manipulate around that to make that work. Because they raised that up to a very nice dollar amount.
Yeah. And that went up of what?
It was 596, went up to 647. It went up 50 grand in 1 year. Again, that just shows the appreciation of what's going on. Now, anything above a high balance loan is going to be called a jumbo loan. changes everything. Jumbo loans are completely different. There are some lenders that are very specific on jumbo loans. They're very good on them. That's all they want to do. The hole for the needle is awful small on some of those jumbo loans. You have certain requirements to meet. But in most cases, those people that can afford the $1.5 million, $2 million loan, they can fit those parameters. And with all the loans, there's things called ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages. Currently, ARMs are not, they don't sell a lot because a 30-year fixed is going to be as good, if not better, than an ARM rate.
Wow.
So there's no reason to get an ARM when you can get a great rate on a 30-year fixed.
Absolutely.
And we talked about the down payment assistance programs. CHAF is one of the biggest ones in the state. They do those, whether it's conventional or FHA. There are loans out there that many people don't understand how they work. They're called non-occupying loans, co-borrower loans. And I have a case that I'm closing actually tomorrow to where the father is co-signing for his son out of college to buy a property. The son has a job, but he doesn't have enough credit history to get it on his own. Well, guess what? They're going to use the strength of dad and dad's income to qualify the boy to get the property.
And the dad doesn't have to live there.
Dad doesn't have to live there.
Okay.
It helps him get started. So it gives him that step up. And there's you can do that whether you want to do it with a FHA loan or you want to do it with a conventional loan. Both of those lenders will do that. And then we all have what we call reno loans. A reno loan is a renovation loan. You can do, if you want to go out and buy a house for $250,000 and do $50,000 worth of repairs to it, built into the loan, those are called renovation loans. You can do it from anywhere from $35,000 up to $150,000. Again, I have a customer, they're spending $75,000 to do some major work to the house on a brand new purchase, and it's being built into the loan from the beginning.
Gotcha.
And they got 6 months to do the work after they close on the home. So they get to live in it while it's being done, but it was financed to where they didn't have to go back afterwards to make that work. And then we all have the reverse mortgage.
Sure.
We all understand how that works. For a lot of people, that's a great loan. For those that have plenty of equity, they want the house to pay them back that they've paid on for so many years. And then the last one is, I'll come back to the asset manager. To me, that's the best. If you have the cash flow, if you understand the flow of money and you're disciplined, there's not a better loan on the planet.
Yeah.
You'll spend less money, own your home faster, and have equity for 30 years that you can access. It's just a great loan.
A lot to pick from. It's just finding the right one.
So when you call me and say, well, what is this? It's hard. Okay, which one fits you the best?
Exactly.
Where's your best loan? Somebody might call and say, I want a conventional loan, but realize that an FHA or a VA loan is the best loan for them. Because a lot of veterans, it's surprising, don't want to use that VA benefit. And it's a tremendous benefit. You can buy a home with 100% financing, no money out of your pocket, the lowest rates, and no mortgage insurance. You can buy a fourplex. I actually have a guy buying a $1.5 million fourplex as a primary resident. He's living on one side, renting out the other ones. He lives rent-free, put no money down on a veteran.
Wow. That works.
I'm like, if I wasn't married, I'd go do it myself, no, but exactly. I can't make it my primary.
For sure. All right. Now, when we talk about a purpose of a loan, again, if you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers with us, and we are going through some of the items. When you're shopping for the best rate, what helps? Of course, credit score, type of residence, loan to value, ownership, type of loan, and then purpose. So let's talk about that purpose.
Purpose of the loan. And here's where a lot of people, when they're looking for rates, they don't understand why they can't get the rate because of these factors. And rate and term, meaning which I'm refinancing my home, I have a $250,000 balance, I owe $400, it's worth $400, I'm just going to refinance it, cut my term down, I'm fine. That's going to give you a good rate. But now all of a sudden, let's say you've had the house for 4 years and you put a $50,000 second on it. So instead of owing $250, you owe $300. Still worth $4, you're still doing less than 80% loan to value.
Mm-hmm.
The lenders count that as cash out because from the time you took out the first loan to the time you're refinancing it now, you received cash. And that cash has an LLPA hit. Cash outs cost money, higher risk to the bank. And people don't understand that. They say, well, I'm not getting any cash in hand. No, but you got cash before and you're getting it back. So a cash out loan. Or okay. if you have 20% equity and you want to take that out in cash, there's going to be a cost. Now, whether it's $20,000 or whether it's $200,000, bank doesn't care. They care about the loan to value, but the cash out part is. So when you're looking at the purpose for the loan, then you go in, like I said, about the Reno loan. When those type of loans are always going to cost you more. Different loans like home improvement loans. If you want to do a home improvement loan and not do a Reno loan, mm-hmm. you want to do it on your own time frame. You want to pull out $75,000 and redo your kitchen. That's a cash out loan, falls under that category. It's going to cost you much. Or debt consolidation. Now, this is the time of year we start seeing a lot of those, and we'll see them starting mid-January all the way through May because of Christmas. People will, and when you think about it, if you're borrowing money at 3% versus what you put on your credit cards, and it's you have so much equity in your home, your loan to value is low, it's actually a great thing that can happen because you're able to pay that thing off so much faster with less money. So we'll see a lot of people start doing the debt consolidations to get rid of all the credit card debt or to maybe pay off a car that they got, something along those lines.
Sure. Again, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We got a few more things to cover, and we'll be back with more on Your Money Matters. Almost 20 years ago, we chose Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for our pet's care, and it was one of the best decisions we've made. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I know this is one of the busiest times of the year for all of us, but don't forget your pets. They still need their checkups, and preventative care is the best thing you can do for your pet's overall health. Whether your pet is new to the family or has been a family member for many years, regular checkups are key to caring for your pet's health. Depending on their age, your preventative care visit may involve other concerns, including vaccinations, diet and weight management, microchipping, medications, spaying and neutering, house training, and behavior. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, their goal is to take the time to get to know your pet and address any questions or concerns you may have about their care. And don't forget, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has all your pet's needs covered. Dentistry, dermatology, eye care, orthopedic care, pain management, along with full grooming and boarding and pet training services, all at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Call them today, 303-708-8050, and check out the great blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses. Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right, since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, we will be here
every Tuesday from noon to one with Kurt again, and we appreciate Kurt and all his support throughout the years. And I'm telling you, folks, if you're looking for a place you can trust to sit down and help you with no doubt your biggest purchase or anything to do with mortgages, reverse mortgages Kurt already mentioned, they can help you. 720-895-0500. And if you're just joining us, we are talking about things, items that go through how to get that best rate and ensure that. And Kurt, we have covered a lot here, but let's touch on a few other things that helps me get that best rate.
And when I thought of that question, how does a customer get the best rate? Because right now they're seeing a lot of TV ads or seeing mailers. And my first thing is how to get the redefine print. I mean, redefine print.
In anything you do, really.
Really.
That should be your new rule for 20. Redefine print.
But while some of the rates that are being advertised out there, they're real rates. When you see an ad, let's say it's 1.99, like I said, and the APR is 2.932, you're thinking you're getting 1.99. So they're telling you the truth. It's one. But again, remember, not everybody's going to get it. Less than 2% of the people are going to qualify for that number. When you read the fine print, you start to understand that that's for a 50% loan to value. That's on a 15-year loan. That's with X amount of points that come with it. That's with a credit score of a 760 or above. You start reading all these fine prints in here, and you're going, okay, well, wait a minute. I don't meet those. Well, guess what? Remember them LLPAs? Here they come. And all of a sudden, you're going to go from 199 to maybe 2.75. Now, is that a bad loan? No, not necessarily, depending on where you are. But read the fine print. Just because somebody published it doesn't mean it's true. It means it's true for somebody, but it might not be true for you. I couldn't qualify for some of these 1.99s. And I'm in, they're just not there. Mm-hmm. Especially with the ones when you see the APR. And APR is the annual percentage rate. What that means is what's the total cost of the loan to you over the life of the loan. There are certain factors that are built into that. One of those are discount points, origination fees, mortgage insurance, upfront mortgage insurance. Those affect the APR. So when you see this 199, like I've said, and it comes in at 2.932, you're paying well over 4% in fees plus rate because of the MI to get that 199. But their goal is not to sell it to you. Their goal is to get you to make the phone call. So how do you get the best rate? Read the fine print before you pick up the phone if you decide to call them after you read it. Because they're charging you anywhere from 2 to 4 points on the loan size. Then they'll give you a loan size. They'll tell you the loan amount must be $400,000. Now, remember, we're doing 50% loan to value, but I got to have a loan size of 400. So guess what? Now I don't make that?
Sure.
Read the fine print. It's going to tell you where the cost is. Some of them are very legitimate. You'll see somebody will say 2.75 with an APR 2.794. That means there's not a lot of cost. That means they're real close. There's not a lot of fees to this deal. So you just then have to see what's the term on that loan. Is it a 20-year, 25-year, 15-year? What's my credit score have to be? What's my loan to value have to be? Because, again, those things are going to change that rate.
Yeah.
Whether you like it. They don't have to. They only have to meet these.
Sure. But, as you say, knowing the cost of your loan in relationship to the rate is huge.
And that's one of the other things. When people are – what's the cost of a loan? They want to know the rate and what are the costs. Well, in most loans, there are some basic third-party fees. One's an appraisal. Two is title work. Three, in most cases, is an admin fee and underwriting fee for the lender. Those are the basic fundamental cost of a loan, but they go to everybody but the mortgage broker. Mortgage broker doesn't get them.
Okay.
You're also then going to have, in some cases, escrow fees, whether you got to pay more escrow up front or less escrow, or you're getting some back. That's your taxes and insurance. Other than that, you normally shouldn't see any other fees on the loan.
Okay.
You might have a credit report fee. That's to pay to run your credit report. But your closing cost should run $2,500 to $3,500 on a $400,000 loan.
Right.
It shouldn't even be run and run percent.
Sure.
They're going to be pretty small in most cases. And most people think that they used to be negotiable. They're not anymore because of the law. Those fees have to be deadly accurate. And they have to go to somebody, meaning which they have to be paid to a third-party source. And if the broker puts a fee down that is too low, they can't raise it at the close. So what they do is they've been trained to put the fee down higher and then lower it. Again, they can't keep the money if it's not being charged. So those numbers are pretty accurate. It's when you start seeing somebody want to charge you 1 or 2% in discount fee. A discount fee is to buy your interest rate down. So if somebody says you got 2 points in discount, say, well, what's my rate if I didn't pay that?
Gotcha.
The quickest way to learn how much am I paying for that rate when you see a discount fee is take that percentage of the loan amount. Let's say it's $300,000. 2%, $6,000. Okay, what does my rate go to? What's my payment due? Change to. Take what your payment changes, divide it into that $6,000, and that's how many months it takes to recoup. Wow. It might be the right thing to do, but it's simple math to figure out how to do that.
Right.
And if you talk to us, we're going to say, well, I want this. Well, I can get you this rate. It costs this. And it will take you this many months to get it back. Are you going to be in the house that long? Again, look at the total cost. What's the purpose? How long am I going to keep the loan? Can I recoup that money? You want to recoup the closing cost of a loan. They tell you within 24 months. I tell you within 12 to 15.
Okay.
If you recoup any cost that they're raising your loan amount by within 12 to 15, you're doing a good job.
Doing a good job.
Yes.
All right. Just about a minute and a half left here, but I want to hit this real quick. A term you've used over the years, mortgage safe. So how does someone become mortgage safe?
First thing I say is not have one.
Yeah.
If you don't have one, you're really mortgage safe. But and I bring this up because of what happened in 2008. There were 7 million people to foreclose, and they had equity in their home. Right now, with so much equity in their home, there's an option that you have. You can go out, you can refinance, take the cash, put it in the bank. And my recommendation is to get a second mortgage. Get one for $20,000, $40,000, $60,000. Don't take any of the money. Just let it sit there. It'll cost you $300 to get it from a credit union. And just have $30,000, $40,000 sitting there. So when time gets tough and you need a mortgage payment, it's right here. You can't lose your home because you got 12 months. You got 2 years worth of mortgage payment. You get laid off. Things happen. Emergencies come up. You need emergency money. It's right here. And it's free till you reach out to take it. I learned that from 2008, watching so many people not being able to access their equity. And with the amount of equity you have now, that's a great tool to have. Mm-hmm. I don't do them. If you need help in finding somebody that gives you great programs on those, I have those folks.
Absolutely. Kurt, always good information, sir.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your time. Again, it is Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, aimortgage.net. Kurt and his crew are standing by to help you right now. 720-895-0500. Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.